CRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The dealmaker-in-chief says he plans to be involved in ongoing nuclear talks with Iran.
Typically, Iran's a very tough negotiator. They're good negotiators or bad negotiators. I would say they're bad negotiators because we could have had a deal instead of sending the B-2s in to knock out their nuclear potential and send the B-2s. I hope they're going to be more reasonable. They want to make a deal.
President Trump's assessment is another round of U.S.-Iran talks about to get underway. Investigators have been following up on multiple leads in a high-profile kidnapping case.
Investigators searching for Nancy Guthrie pore over Walmart video after the Ozark Trail hiker pack seen on the masked man at her door was ID'd as an item sold there. And the FBI finding a glove near her Tucson area home similar to ones that mystery man was wearing in the surveillance video. DNA being analyzed for any matches leading to a possible suspect as the search for the missing mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie enters its third week.
We still have hope.
So far, ransom notes sent to media not panning out. I'm Julie Walker.
The Reverend Jesse Jackson is dead. His family says he died peacefully this morning. Jesse Jackson was 84. If you're a coffee drinker, correspondent Bill Alexander says you've had to dig deeper to pay for that cup of joe.
Coffee prices in the U.S. were up 18.3% in January from a year ago, according to the latest Consumer Price Index released on Friday. Over 5 years, the government reported coffee prices rose 47%. Data from Toast, a payment platform used by more than 150,000 restaurants, found the median price of regular hot coffee in the United States had climbed to $3.61 in December.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures down 74 points. This is SRN News. The Church of England steps back from the brink.
In a landmark vote, the bishops have decided not to establish an official church liturgy and blessing for same-sex unions. The worldwide Anglican Communion has been teetering on the brink of a split for years and may continue to do so, but both liberals and conservatives seem to agree that approving blessings for gay marriage would have resulted in immediate schism. The denomination has held a formal debate about the issue for nearly a decade. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 15th-century statue that once stood outside Milan's iconic Duomo Church has found a new home. The bearded saint with book was recently restored under the Adopt a Statue program, launched in 2020 by the centuries-old institution that oversees the cathedral's conservation. As of this month, it's on display at FNM, an Italian transport company. The program recruits donors to fund restoration of a statue under a loan agreement. This is SRN News. The late actor Robert Duvall is remembered for three films in which he played a Christian character.
Duvall won his Academy Award for Best Actor in the 1983 film Tender Mercies, portraying the redemptive journey of a recovering alcoholic country singer, Max Ledge, including a scene of his character's baptism. According to Focus on the Family, Charles Colson named Tender Mercies his 12th film on the list of top 50 every Christian should see. Duvall also played a darker, sinful, charismatic Pentecostal preacher in The Apostle of Euless Sonny Dewey. Duvall said, "I don't necessarily agree with the character, but yet I had to portray him accurately and broadly." In 2003, Duvall played Robert E. Lee in Gods and Generals. Christian reviewer Ted Baer praised the Civil War epic, saying, "Prayers are sincere and heartfelt. References to Scripture are constantly invoked." Robert Duvall passed away Sunday peacefully at his Virginia home at age 95. George Williams reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.